Why haven't you signed it?
Look, I'm all for it's great what the warehouse is doing. It's great what Pack and Save are doing. It's great where people are making people pay for plastic bags at 10 to 15 cents a bag, and that money's going to charity. And it's, there's no other costs on top. But if we try and put this into legislation, you'll end up, it's another tax on the people, and that tax will cost more to collect than what you'll get for it. It's just loading people up. I appreciate that there's a huge landfill issue, and that plastic bags are only 0.1% of that. And there's all sorts of things that go in the ground that don't rot, don't decompose, and we need to be looking at the bigger issue, not just plastic bags.
Won't this, though, to some degree, change the behaviour of people? When you're asked, do you want to pay 5 or 10 cents for a bag, a lot of people will say, no, I'll just take my piece of clothing or whatever it is that they're buying and leave the shop. Isn't it about behaviour as much as it is the tax?
It is another tax on people. It is a tax that we have to administer, and taxes are collected by central government. If central government were to legislate to do this, that's fine. It's not a place for councils to be doing it.
Okay. You're in a beautiful part of the country. You've got the mighty Waikato flowing through the region. Do you think your constituents will back you on this?
This was directed directly at the mayor. It wasn't directed at the council or the people. They've asked for me as the mayor to sign this. They haven't asked for, you know, bigger picture from there. Our council has already signed with LGNZ. Where I understand the majority of councils around New Zealand have signed to bring in a tax on plastic bags, and we've agreed with that a year ago. This isn't going before LGNZ, which coordinates all these things and brings it together. This is individual mayors asking for them to sign it.
Okay, you're going against the grain, though, on this. You know, 90% of mayors say, yep, we'll do it. Even Retail New Zealand, you're a lone voice on this.
Yeah, and I'm quite comfortable with that. I don't want another tax put on the citizens of Hamilton. And if people have a choice at the moment, I put my groceries in cardboard boxes when I do the shopping. Everybody has a choice here, and I don't want to impose a tax on people that's probably going to cost more to administer than what we'll get for it.
If a levy is placed on plastic bags because the majority support it, will you back it then?
I won't have a choice.
Andrew King, Hamilton Mayor, appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you. Well, we've done a ring around this afternoon of the other mayors who haven't signed the petition. Waikato District Mayor Alan Sanson is overseas. He was unable to answer our questions. Tasman Mayor Richard Kempthorne, he's also overseas. He says he'll be following up on this issue when he returns. Our producer, Court Grey District Mayor Tony Cockshorn, as he was boarding a flight to Australia, he says he intends to sign the petition when he gets back. Are there any mayors in the country right now? Just asking. And Otrahonga Mayor Max Baxter texts to say he is in a council meeting for the rest of the afternoon. The majority of the mayors, though, back this, the levy on plastic bags. I think it's about changing our behaviour as opposed to getting a tax out of this, getting money out of plastic bags. The same thing happened when I was living in the UK and we all started to take our own bags and we stopped using plastic bags because of the question that we were posed by retailers. Would you like a bag for that? And when you look down and there's a piece of clothing or, you know, a banana and a bread roll that you've bought for lunch or what have you, you would often say no. So you'd use less, and that's the ultimate goal, isn't it? Do let me know what you think about this. 9292 is the text. Rachel at newstalkzb.co.nz. It's 4:15.